This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The National Hurricane Center predicts that Dorian will build into an extremely dangerous storm as it sucks up the warm Atlantic waters over the next 72 hours. The storm could slam into southeastern Florida early Monday as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of at least 209 kilometers per hour. Ken Graham is the director of the National Hurricane Center.
We're starting to see that structure form, so we're gaining some more confidence that intensification is going to occur. So one of the things that has changed is we now are forecasting potentially to be 130 miles an hour at landfall, which is in the Category 4 range, so stronger.
The governors of Florida and Georgia have declared states of emergency. Residents along Florida's Atlantic coast have been told to stand by for possible evacuation. They're filling their gas tanks and stocking up on food, water, and emergency supplies. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has pulled out of attending an event in Poland to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. VOA's Steve Herman reports the president wants to be home as Hurricane Dorian threatens Florida.
Trump, at the start of a White House Rose Garden event for the reestablishment of the U.S. Space Command, announced Vice President Mike Pence will take his place in Warsaw for the ceremony. The president says he wants to stay here to ensure all federal resources are focused on Hurricane Dorian, which is approaching Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
In Poland, Trump was to speak at the commemoration and hold meetings with several of the 40 other leaders who will be attending. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Justice Department's Inspector General says former FBI Director James Comey broke Bureau rules in his handling of memos documenting private talks with President Trump. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Comey wrote memos about conversations with the president, which he said unnerved him. The Inspector General's office says Comey broke FBI rules by giving one of the memos to a friend with instructions to share its contents with a reporter. It also says Comey did not tell the FBI after being fired that he'd kept some of the memos in a home safe. The Justice Department had already decided it will not prosecute Comey over the matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The British government is insisting there's still plenty of time for debate after Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament ahead of Brexit. David Doyle of Reuters has more.
Outside Britain's Parliament, they're calling it a coup. But on Thursday, the government remained defiant after Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered the suspension of Parliament for more than a month before Brexit.
And there are many of you.
That move limits the time opponent lawmakers have to derail a no-deal Brexit, which business groups fear will cause widespread economic disruption. But pro-Brexit cabinet minister Jacob Rees-Mogg says the anger from Johnson's opponents is not about a no deal. He says there's still plenty of time to debate Brexit, even though Johnson's decision will see Parliament closed from as early as September the 9th until October the 14th. The UK is due to leave the European Union, with or without a deal, on October the 31st.
David Doyle of Reuters. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says mumps has swept through 57 immigration detention facilities in 19 states. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The virus has affected just under 900 migrant adults and 33 detention center staffers. The government report says as of last week, outbreaks were in 15 facilities in 7 states. In response, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement said doctors and nurses at detention facilities screen all new detainees within 24 hours of their arrival to ensure that highly contagious diseases are not spread. I'm Shelley Adler.
The company that owns Timberland, Vans, and other shoe and apparel brands says it will boycott leather to protest the devastating fires in the Amazon rainforest. On Wall Street, optimism about the U.S.-China trade talks sent stock prices higher, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow added 1.25%, while the S&P rose by 1.27. The Nasdaq rose nearly 1.5%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.